This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
At 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is LRN.FM. In fact, we're going to go to Skype to start things out here, but first it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And go to Nathan in Texas on Skype. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hey, since you were talking about contracts and rules, I thought this would be a good time to bring up the Twitter purge, the Stalinist purges that are planned for 1 week from now.
Really? Apparently, what's going on?
Well, there's some kind of rule in the EU that you have to announce changes, I guess, a month ahead of time. So they actually announced it a month ago.
Wow.
When they de-verified Richard Spencer and like a couple other of the Charlottesville people.
Okay. Wait, they de-verified them or they banned them?
They de-verified them then. The assumption is that they're going to start banning them now, or at least 1 week from now.
Okay.
The Twitter rules say, quote, you may not make specific threats of violence or wish for the serious physical harm, death, or disease of an individual or group of people, et cetera. But then they added this provision that says you may also not affiliate with organizations that, whether by their own statement or activity, both on and off the platform, use or promote violence against civilians to further their causes. We'll begin enforcing this rule around affiliation with such organizations on December 18th.
Doesn't sound like an unreasonable rule to me.
So what they're going to do is, what that means in plain English is that if you associate with violent, violent causes, basically it's their determination. If they consider it to be violent and you're associating with them, in your personal life, or you display, I think they also have something in here about displaying hateful imagery. It's in their rules.
I can't blame them. I wouldn't want that stuff on my website. We don't let racism on our forums either.
Well, but...
Or advocation of violence.
Are we talking about Twitter?
You police people off the forum. I mean, they're going to go off Twitter. They're going to go off Twitter and determine if you were behaving a certain way outside of Twitter, then
seems
we're going to ban you.
I mean, that seems like a massive waste of time, but Twitter, as far as I know, is a private company, so they can do that.
There are rules. If people are complaining, saying they don't want to see these hate mongers on Twitter, and even if the hate monger's like, well, I'm obeying all Twitter's rules, I haven't called for killing all the Jews on Twitter since the rules went into place, but I do it on my own personal website, that's completely within Twitter's purview to say, well, we don't want you here. Bye.
Right, and of course, they're going to be enforced. Do this selectively, though.
Well, yeah, they can do it however they want.
So the most honest people are the people who tell you what their biases are. Nobody doesn't have biases, and nobody acts as if they don't have biases. If they came out and said we're slightly center to left, that might be a more honest way to do it.
No,
they're not going to do that.
No, they don't say that. The Twitter rules start by saying, we believe that everyone should have the power to create and share ideas, yada, yada.
Except certain ideas.
Right. Well, I mean, if they should say that part.
Yeah, but they don't say that.
You just read their policy. They do say that. We don't want violence. We don't want hatred. We don't want it on our site, and we don't want to associate with you if you've got it on your site. Am I supposed to be outraged? Am I supposed to be upset by this?
I mean, that's not how...
The point is...
That's not how I would run a platform. I would just tell people to unfollow people that they don't want to see. But unless Twitter has some involvement in the state that I'm unaware of,
you're not trying to monetize
Twitter
a platform.
Can do whatever.
Right? You're not trying to monetize a platform. You want to be able to sell advertisements on your multi-billion-dollar platform, and then
there's not like a Domino's ad on Richard Spencer's page.
There might be.
No, there's not, because that's not how Twitter ads work. There's an ad in your feed.
Okay, okay.
So it's not attached to anybody.
Maybe the advertisers don't want to be associated with a site that's going to allow hate content.
I can tell you I spend less time on Facebook than I used to, And one of the main reasons is essentially it's filled with,
trolls.
It's just filled with content that upsets me.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself more than one time, why do I spend my time here being upset? And whether or not it's whether I agree or disagree with, maybe the person's posting something that they disagree with and it upsets me, mm-hmm. but I'm still upset. It doesn't matter whether I agree with this person being upset with, a third party, or I'm just upset at somebody on there. You know, it doesn't edify my life in a lot of ways, so I'm just back off.
You had something about Facebook in your show prep tonight. Can you pull that up, since it's probably relevant to this conversation? But Nathan, I'm sorry, I'd asked you a question and then all three of us interrupted you, so what was it you were saying about? Why should we care?
Right. So the reason is that this is an extension of, these political policies where they have a policy, and it may be a good policy, but they only apply it to one side. They only apply it to.
Do they though? I mean, how do you know that if somebody who's a leftist gets on Twitter and starts talking about exterminating all, conservatives or Trump supporters, that if that attention,
because,
if that account was brought to their attention,
screenshots of things that were both reported and what got struck and what didn't, it's not a secret. We know what's going on.
Okay.
But it's also
I was going to bring up the example of the guy that called for white genocide. I think, I believe his Twitter account might be private now. I'm not sure. A lot of people are doing that, but they didn't ban him, as far as I know.
Okay.
Like, basically, if you're part of Black Lives Matter, one of these like.
Well, you don't have to use their platform.
You will not see them purged, is my prediction.
You could go somewhere else. I mean, I get your point. You're trying to say that they are they're not consistently enforcing this, and maybe they aren't.
They're not good platforms for free speech. They purport themselves as platforms for free speech. And I think...
Well, no, they don't, because they just have all these exceptions.
Yes, they do, Ian.
They have all these exceptions.
Well, I understand that. Like, there's a difference between, I'm for free speech, and the asterisk at the end.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what they're doing.
Okay.
They're saying, I'm for free speech, asterisk at the end, as long as your speech is something that we agree with. And that is outrageous, whether or not you choose to use the platform. I think that Twitter and Facebook are populated by a bunch of bedwetting liberals who do not care about my opinion and thus my dollars. Therefore, they don't get my business anymore.
Okay, well then go out to the...
But that's what you want, and why don't you say that? Why don't you just say, Facebook sucks,
why
do you spend your time there, rather than trying to defend their policies of free speech as long as you agree with us.
If you don't like it, don't go there.
No, Ian. That's what I'm asking you. I know what to do with my own time. I'm a grown man, 46 years old. I don't need your permission. Thank you very much.
What
I'm saying is that you should say that their policy of free speech, as long as you agree with us, is outrageous, and that they are not platforms for free speech.
I never considered them to be platforms for free speech.
I understand that.
You're telling me that.
Most
I've never
people
seen that.
Do.
Okay, I've never seen it. Nobody ever told me Facebook or Twitter are platforms for free speech.
People,
they're private companies with rules on what you can say. That's immediately obvious to me.
The government educated people who use them, the government school educated people that use them, are just that ignorant about what free speech is.
Okay.
There is no free speech on Twitter. There is no free speech on Facebook.
Of course not.
And don't propose that they are.
These
aren't platforms to bring
that.
The world together. And,
obviously not. People fight all the time
the public,
on Facebook.
Ian. I am now warning the public.
Okay,
I'm telling them.
Don't say I said any of those things, because I've never said they're platforms for free speech. I've said, if you don't like it, there are other places you can go. In fact, Chris Cantwell has gone to a website called gab.ai. Chris Cantwell, for those that don't know, is one of the more prominent kind of white nationalist types who's been attacked and banned from all these different platforms. And now he's on a platform that basically panders to the right wing. So if you want to go to, although they claim to be for free speech, but I'm sure they have exceptions too. I bet if you looked at their terms of service, you'd probably find exceptions there as well. But, if you want to go there, you can go there. And, there's a bunch of hate mongers there that you can listen to. I mean, I just don't see, I fail to see what the controversy is here.
Well, the controversy is essentially that Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, went on live television and lied about that it's a free speech platform. He said, we don't censor. The guy asked him point blank, do you censor people?
But the fact that there's a report button kind of contradicts that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, thank you for pointing it out. For everybody that didn't know, Twitter is private property, and they can set whatever rules that they want to. Thanks for the call tonight, Nathan. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up whatever you want. And no, we don't want your racism on our forum either, or any advocacy of violence. Thanks very much. You can find somewhere else to put that on the Internet. It's a big place.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condensed oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the internets and how it's not exactly a free place on certain websites. For the most part, you still have the freedom to start your own website although you could still run afoul of the terms of service of the web hosting provider that you use. So that's one of the things that some of the people have tried to put pressure on the web hosting providers when, let's say, a hate monger or some, you know, nasty personality.
But they have providers that specifically advertise. They don't do that.
They do have that, which is what I was going to point out. But that would be something you'd want to look at prior to signing up with a web host is, you know, what kind of content do they disallow? Some of them disallow porn sites. Some of them disallow hate sites. Some of them, you know, so there's different rules out there. And again, it's private property, but still, if you want freedom of speech on the internet, it does still exist, even if you have to go into the dark net to find it. And we actually saw a headline today, speaking of the dark net, that Dream Marketplace, I believe the current largest, most popular underground dark net market, is apparently enabling Bitcoin Cash now as a new cryptocurrency that they are going to be allowing the customers and the sellers to use on that marketplace, which is great news for Bitcoin Cash. I don't think that the market has responded with a huge shoot-up like we saw when the Monero, the more anonymous cryptocurrency, was introduced into a couple of the darknet markets within the last couple of years. Monero shot up big time on that news. I don't know if Bitcoin Cash has done that yet. But I did see that headline just before we started the show here tonight. Also, if you want to, of course, join us online, you can do that over at freetalklive.com. You know, Melanie, we've talked a lot about your tax service here, and it probably goes without saying that you accept Bitcoin, but can we clarify, do you accept cryptocurrency as payment for your accounting services and tax services?
Yes, Bitcoin Cash, Dash. I'm currently trying Excellent. To download a Monero and Ethereum wallet.
Right on. So
if you want to pay me in Ethereum and want to show me a wallet I can use.
So basically any of the major cryptos.
Yeah, any of the main, you know, main.
You'll accept
kind of like
that.
The main credit cards, instead it's the main crypto.
Right. And yeah, that's what it's kind of turning into around here with businesses accepting Dash now here in the Keene area and the Portsmouth area of New Hampshire, which is very exciting. So it's nice to see businesses expanding out just beyond Bitcoin. And when people are looking at their taxes or thinking about doing taxes coming up here in 2018, business owners are probably getting ready right now and preparing for end of the year things that they got to do. And you can actually advise people on what they should be doing if they've got a business before the end of the year. But they better call you ASAP because you're running short on time to take on new clients, I would imagine, right before the end of the year.
Yeah, so if you have a business that you need me to look over, probably kind of as soon as possible is...
Like this week. ASAP.
Like, yeah.
By
definitely
Wednesday.
This week, like tomorrow, yeah. Preferably. But, okay. You know, this week. If there's anything that you need to sell, not sell, buy, not buy, move around by the end of the year, because those have to be done by December 31st. If you don't have anything major, just kind of an individual with no major investments that you're looking to move... Those can wait till January. Some even individuals that have, if they're looking, I was talking to a guy the other day, he wanted to know if he said he wants to sell something eventually, but he wants to know when to do it. So he talks to me and I sometimes end up telling people, you know, okay, we'll sell this much by December 31st. So
I think somebody had commented that you were very helpful to them on end-of-the-year preparations. I forget who it was. I think there was a forum comment that was very positive towards your advice. And Melanie's a professional. She trained as an attorney, but she does accounting work professionally. You can get in touch with her directly over at tax.freetalklive.com. Now, we have been having some issues with our web forwards, so I would like to give you the full website just in case you're having an issue with the forward. It's bookkeeping-andtaxes.com. That's Melanie's website. It's bookkeeping-andtaxes.com. That's how you can get in touch with Melanie. She's a real anarchist, and she hates the state, and she's going to do everything she can to make sure that they don't get as much or they get as little as possible out of you. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, excellent. So our toll-free number, if you want to join us here tonight, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Mark, since we were talking about internet and the freedom or the lack thereof, the freedom of speech or the illusion of freedom of speech on certain websites, you had mentioned Facebook, And you actually happen to have, because Nathan had called in about the whole topic, we hadn't gone to it, but you happen to have something that's related from why Facebook is a terrible place to have an argument with somebody.
According to science.
Oh, okay, even better.
From Inc. Magazine, Inc.com.
Which science never really tells you what you should and shouldn't do. It just tells you what will happen if you do. So that's false right off the bat.
If you're getting your science from Inc. Magazine, perhaps you should rethink your life.
Is this INC?
INC.com, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that a tech publication anyway?
It was, yeah.
Not a science.
I don't know if it's a magazine anymore or not. You've seen it happen dozens, if not hundreds of times. You post an opinion or a complaint or a link to an article on Facebook. Somebody adds a comment, disagreeing or agreeing with whatever you posted. Someone else posts another comment, disagreeing with the first commenter or with you.
And then
there's
100 more that come in.
Others jump in and add their own viewpoints. Tempers flare. Harsh words are used.
Right.
Soon enough, you and several of your friends are engaging in a virtual shouting match amid insults in all directions, sometimes at people you've never met before. There's a simple reason this happens. Turns out, we respond very differently to what people write than to what they say, even if those things are exactly the same.
Really?
That's the result of a fascinating new experiment by UC Berkeley and University of Chicago researchers. In the study, 300 subjects either read, watch videos, or listen to arguments about such hot button topics as war, abortion, country, or rap music. Afterward, subjects were interviewed about their reactions to the opinions with which they disagreed. Their general response was probably very familiar to anyone who's ever discussed politics, a broad belief that people who don't agree with you are either too stupid or too uncaring to know better. But there was a distinct difference between those who had watched or listened to someone speak the words out loud and those who had read the identical words in text.
Really?
Those who had listened or watched to someone say the words were less likely to dismiss the speaker as uninformed or heartless than they were if they were just reading the commenter's words.
Now, okay, well, we knew that already, and that doesn't help me because that doesn't...
Why?
It doesn't tell me that they decide... that they were convinced. It tells me how they felt. I don't care how they felt. I care if they were
We're not thinking creatures.
Yeah, if you want to reach somebody, you've got to care about how they feel about what you're saying to them. Now, to me, this is very interesting detail here, Mark. So, I mean, I imagine they're going to get into their theories as to why this is. I'm just going to speculate here. Does it have to do with the fact that when you strip out all human voice and inflection and eye contact, the look on somebody's face, whatever level of empathy they might be conveying silently, when you strip all that away and you just have text, is that why it's just a colder response?
I think it strips the humanity.
Yeah.
This research suggests that the best way for people who disagree with each other to work out their differences and arrive at better understanding or compromise is by talking to each other, as people used to do at town hall meetings.
Okay, well, I can't talk to 7 billion people.
There ain't 7 billion people on your Facebook
profile. Don't
worry,
they're not listening on Facebook.
There's more coming up here. I want to hear more about this, Mark. You got more analysis from the study?
Yeah.
All right, and your thoughts are also welcome at 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you here to join us. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Science has apparently shown that having an argument with somebody on Facebook is much less persuasive, much less successful than having the same exact argument with somebody on real life or over even over a telephone or Skype or something like that, where you can hear the person's voice or where you can, I would say even better, see the individual when they're talking to you.
Well, I mean, I think we knew that. It's just like from an efficiency standpoint, if I can tell 100 people the same thing versus having to go find somebody who will listen to me in real life, I mean, yeah, there's a trade-off there. I thought we all knew that, but like that doesn't mean that the internet is bad.
I didn't say the internet was bad, but if you want to actually persuade people on a certain viewpoint, what they're saying here in the story that Mark is sharing with us is that Facebook or an online conversation may be the least effective way.
Right, but that's like saying that Lamborghinis are better than Uber. Like, well, yeah, but if you don't have $100,000, maybe it is a good idea for you personally to take Uber if you only have $100 or whatever.
Well, I can tell you I go on Facebook on a regular basis and encourage people to call into Free Talk Live with their stupid, corny, dumb
Really?
Because
I've told like three people that and like two of them call.
Good.
That's excellent. I just don't get it to happen. And the chances, I mean, I don't know the reason why people don't call in and have a real conversation.
Cowardice.
Maybe they just don't feel like they have the time. But here's what, so I'm on two sides of this. A, I feel like A person who expects me to convince them on Facebook by writing some long wall of text for them.
Spend half an hour typing
right,
out.
To do an essay. Is essentially a grammar school teacher having me write an essay for them.
Which they then won't actually read.
Right. They'll read the first sentence, the last sentence, and say, didn't read.
Or they'll
or
pick
whatever.
Out the parts they disagree
right.
with.
Right, disagree the, you know, disagree with the parts they
disagree
with.
Well, you can't start with a whole page-long post. Is the
but that's what it comes to.
But if you give them an article to read that's more convincing than what you've done, they'll say they'll never read the link. Right. And I won't read your link either, in all likelihood. If you post a link up and tell me to go read this, well, I'm not going to... I don't know that I've got time or energy or inclination.
Wait, you have to build up to that. Somebody can't just be like, why is taxation theft? And then you respond with a page-long Facebook article that turns itself into a note.
What percentage of people do you think you convince of anything on Facebook?
Pretty small, but it's better than I can do in real life.
No,
I can't walk up to somebody in the street and be like, hey, let me talk to you about anarchy.
I decided that my time and my emotional energy is more important than the minuscule number of people that I can convince of something new on Facebook, and I have withdrawn from that. I believe that what Roger Ver does is the best use of social media.
What's that?
I've seen him use it very, very well. So he has a some kind of repeater system, right? So he types something in on some system, and that then... populates to whatever social media he uses.
Right.
All of it the same one.
Right.
So there's several of these. Hold on. I'm not done.
Yeah.
What's one of the names of them?
Hootsuite?
Okay, Hootsuite. There's one. We use that. Also, he doesn't engage. He types what he types.
Yeah.
He puts it in. He may or may not read some things, but he never goes in the comments.
It's never worth it. It's never worth the time.
It's like reading the comments on your YouTube video.
Right.
It is a waste of time.
You wouldn't argue with those jackasses.
You
why would you argue with the ones on Facebook?
And then you let the jackholes comment and push your, and run the algorithm and all that other stuff. Who cares what they say? You just keep on putting it out there. And that's the best way to use it, but I don't. I just decided, there's nothing.
Now they
nothing for me there.
Say, Mark, that is not the way you're supposed to use Facebook.
Tell me.
They say, and I agree with you. I think that who cares what these anonymous people.
I'm talking
think.
About my emotions. Look, that's what's important to me is that there
well,
are
right,
people
but
around
that
the
is
world.
A value judgment, and I don't have a problem with.
I have value.
Right,
and
I don't have a problem with you saying that to you. One thing is more valuable than the other if you have to pick. But that does not mean that Facebook or any other platform is valueless.
No one said it was valueless.
A tool.
No, I
it
don't think it's valueless.
Less
as a tool.
Valuable.
I think it approaches valueless. Because convincing people of things on Facebook is near impossible. And why would I spend my valuable time? Remember, I get 80 years on this planet.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend them convincing a-holes on the internet who aren't going to read my posts.
Yeah, what's the value
well,
in convincing
and you kind
them?
Of have to sit through like, okay, this person is just being obnoxious versus this person is looking for answers.
But I can turn the obnoxious person with a certain number of posts. I can engage them in a way, through my writing that I can get them on board. But I've done this. I've spent
not
the time
often.
To get somebody from, a screaming match to, well, I guess we're just going to have to disagree on this
right.
point.
Now what?
Well, that's,
what
I mean, that's
it's still
open.
No achievement.
Right.
I, as an incredible, I'm a talk show host. I am one of the peaks of getting the ideas of liberty out there, of articulating this message. And these people, it just flies past them like it's completely useless. No, I am
they
not going
to
throw any longer throw pearls to swine.
They weren't there to be convinced. Now, the argument is that, and I think that Melanie has sort of made, but not directly, is that well, you won't convince that person, but maybe there's hundreds watching who
well,
might
yeah, and
be.
You almost
there are
never.
Hundreds of thousands here on Free Talk Live, and I can't get that person with whom I'm communicating to call in.
Right.
That says to me that the people who are
okay,
watching...
Okay, well, most people aren't going to want to be on a public platform, so I don't know that that's a good
but
judgment
Facebook
of who you're...
But Facebook is a public platform.
But they don't think it is, which is stupid, but they don't think it is.
Well, if you see the little globe next to the person's post, that means it's a public post and that anybody on Facebook can...
But it doesn't feel public, whereas the radio does.
Yeah.
So even though there's no real difference,
I had one of these discussions with a guy named Severin Freeman on Facebook the other day. He was a cop blocker in, I think, Allentown, Pennsylvania. He'd come up to visit New Hampshire at one point, and he really has it in for Will Coley and anybody who calls themselves a Muslim. And he will just, you know, call them out with all kinds of questions that are based in usually, you know, the kind of stuff that you hear on Fox News, the claims about Muslims that are easily debunkable by somebody like Will. And he claimed that Will blocked him. And, you know, I don't know why that happened. I wasn't paying attention to whatever argument they were having over.
Don't worry. You're better off.
I am. I don't really care. But I said, you know, Will can't block you if you want to call in when he's on our show. And then thousands of people or hundreds of thousands of potential listeners can actually hear your argument rather than you just complaining about it on a closed Facebook group in front of a couple dozen people. So if you actually want more people to hear what you have to say, then you should call in. I was like, well, no. The usual objection is, well, I don't feel comfortable calling in because you can just, you know, turn me down or hang up on me or something like that.
And I can block you on Facebook.
Right. Yeah, or delete your posts from my post on Facebook. So what's the difference? The difference is you would get to be heard by people if you were on the radio, and you don't get to be seen by even a fraction of that number of people on Facebook. But if you're having a real conversation with somebody, the other difference is you don't get to just ignore certain things that the person said. They can right. make sure that you answer a question or look at a specific point that they're making and have a response to that. Whereas if you try that on Facebook, it never works. You can keep posting, hey, buddy, I asked you this question about this thing, and you ignored it. And then they'll ignore it.
Well, they're not going to answer you, but the audience sees that.
No. Though they don't. Okay, humans are, you're giving them way too much credit. Humans are not logical beasts. They are not reading through here. They're just watching the
you know. Okay, well, if somebody's not logical, I can't convince them of an argument by definition, so then I have to ignore that portion of the population, however big it may be. I can't, you know, what am I going to feels your way into an argument, and then tomorrow somebody's going to make you feel different?
Now, you got converted on Facebook, didn't you?
Not Facebook, but I mean,
online.
Yeah.
And what was the platform?
Chris's website?
Chris Cantwell's website. Back when he was a libertarian, just to be clear. You were there when he was a libertarian and not a racist.
It was in 2014.
Yeah. So, I mean, I understand. There are people who have had their minds changed by persuasive arguments online. There's no doubt about that.
Inc. Magazine's done the studies here, and I can tell you that at this point, it's beyond debate that you can communicate better with voice than you can with type.
Well, right, and it is. So if you have both those options, then you should choose voice.
You do.
Only
855-453. Everybody listening to me right now, 855-453. I don't care if you want to tell me that the Red Sox are the best baseball team. Whatever it might be, call
but yet
in
the
and
only people
me.
Who avail themselves of it are Ricky, Sarah, and Ralph. Most
right.
The
well, maybe those are the only people who aren't working.
Hundreds of thousands of people, documented listeners, listen, and they don't call.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450, free.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want, right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, moments remain. Time for you, if you want to get on the phone with us right now. We're talking about Facebook and the inefficiency of persuasion, the difficulty of persuasion on Facebook versus being in front of somebody or just having them hear your voice. There's a science-y kind of study that Mark you're referring to here. We'll get back into that. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio. And coming up in a couple months, Mark, you and I, we're going down to Acapulco, Mexico again.
In the middle of February. I can't wait.
Great time to take a break down to the beautiful Acapulco for Anarchapulco, the fourth annual Anarchapulco. First time they're going to be having it at the Princess Resort in Acapulco. Great speakers like G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Ver, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Finot, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Kerry Wedler, Vit Yedlicka, and Sterling Lujan. You can see them and probably more. Go to anarchapulco.com to get more details on the event. I went for the first time this year, and it was really a great event. Probably the best libertarian gathering that I've been to in the last couple few years. So I was glad to have the opportunity. It's February 15th through the 18th, and they're going to have live music, as they did this year. Jordan Page will be there, Backwards, as well as Rob Hussle and more. You can get the music list also over at anarchapulco.com. And when you're ready to get your tickets, don't forget to use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, so they know that we sent you over there, and you'll get 10% off if you do that. They'll also be having other things happening besides Anarchapulco. At that same time frame, there's going to be Change Media University with Luke Radowski, where he'll teach you the tricks of the trade, health and wellness retreat. They're going to have an Amazonian ceremony as well. And included in your ticket price will be Cryptopulco, which I believe is the final day of the few days that Anarchapulco is happening this year, where all the speeches and discussions are going to be cryptocurrency related. February 15th through the 18th, join us in Acapulco, Mexico at the Princess Resort at anarchapulco.com. And don't forget code FTL. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, you know, we used to have a local cable access channel program, channel 27, and with the last mayor, he stopped it after, like, in his first term.
He stopped the entire channel?
Yeah, channel 27. So the
Sarah, it doesn't matter what the channel is. There are people listening all across America. They're not going to tune in to Channel 27 to see whether it's there or not, okay?
Well, right, on different cable systems, that channel would, if it existed, would probably have a different channel number anyway.
So tell me the greater problem here. The mayor killed the local access channel?
That's correct. And we used to have a marijuana show on it. We had that show on that TV before we had medical marijuana.
Did you watch the channel a lot?
I used to be on the show. I used to be on the show, hosting guests and talking about.
Are you a marijuana user?
No, not the marijuana, but
don't
I produce.
Ask
like
people about their crimes on the internet and radio.
Oh yeah, do they have medical in New Mexico?
Yeah, it was approved. We do have medical marijuana. Okay.
Well, a lot of times, medical can get you in more trouble than just illegally buying drugs.
How's that?
Because a lot of the places will confiscate your guns if you have a medical card.
Oh, Sarah,
but if you just buy weed on the street, sometimes it's just a fine. Sometimes it's probation.
I see what you're saying. So, Sarah, you're mad because, now, was it the current mayor that did this or the previous mayor?
The Republican mayor. The one that was going out.
Right. So what was the excuse? Yeah. Why did the mayor say that he wanted to get rid of it? And can he do that without the city council's approval, or did the city council vote for it first, and then the mayor simply just executed it?
Well, yeah, I'm wondering if that's even illegal, because people are supposed to have, every city's supposed to have a local cable access channel. And
Is everything supposed to have a local access channel?
I don't think that there is a hard and fast rule that a cable network has to have public access, but there is something that the FCC has, and I don't know what the specifics are, because I know that, like, Keene, for instance, Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this show from, I happen to be on the board of directors of the public access channel here in town, and Darrell W. Perry is as well, and I've been there basically since I moved here. I got involved. It was one of the ways that I could easily sort of lend whatever talents I have in media towards a local organization. But when I got involved, they had just created this thing. It had started in 2006, and they didn't have one before that. So I'm not sure, you know, what it was that sparked the creation of it. If it was required, they would have had it right out the gate from when, you know, Time Warner or whatever started their operations in Keene. So why it started in 2006 as opposed to the very beginning, if it is a requirement, I'm not sure about that. Though that said, it is generally something that the FCC, I think, encourages to give the average person an outlet, a way that they can have a program that can be watched by anybody in the community without having to go through the traditional gatekeepers of, you know, having to go and buy airtime from some television provider in the area. So if you're going to have a government monopoly that is granted to something, in this case a cable provider, then it makes sense to have something like a public access channel, as opposed to just, you know, allowing anybody to set up whatever kind of cable system that they want to in a given area.
Well, but if the mayor and or the city council can strike it down, that sounds to me like it's publicly funded.
And that's the problem with terms that are public, right, is that you give the government control over this thing that we consider important and worth protecting, and then expect them to do it. And that didn't work with the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge, and it's not going to work this go-around either. The American people, Sarah included, have yet to learn that the government is a bunch of thieves and liars that will continue to disappoint you over and over again.
But you know, you don't have much choice when you're living under that government. But the thing is that we have hopes of we're going to push to get the channel back, because we have our new mayor, and he might be friendly to free speech. free speech. So this,
I mean, don't you think it would be kind of more worth your time to have a website than to try to have a cable channel?
No. Cable channels are a great idea because they are reaching thousands of people that the website would be less likely to reach. Because a website, you have to kind of pull people in. You know, you've got to attract them in some way, whereas the channel flippers are going to find your channel. You know, for people that still watch television.
But yeah, I mean, but how many people are still sitting down on a regular TV?
A lot of them. Okay. A lot of them. Go walk around. If you walk around the neighborhood here, just, you know, like I take Jazzy around and I walk her, you can see people with their TV sets on all
over the place. Yeah, I'm not
going to
walk around and look at people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking through their windows. You can just see, like, there's the football game. You know, you can't avoid it because they've got their window wide open or whatever. And it's, you know, it's television's still a relatively popular thing. We're seeing a shift to things like Netflix to where TV channels are becoming less and less relevant, the sort of live, what do they call it? Linear, I guess, television, right? Where wherever it is you sit down and something's happening, you don't get to control when or where unless you have a DVR system or something. Sarah, I get what you're saying, and I'm actually in support of public access channels as long as the government's going to be restricting the access of people to, like, start their own cable networks and limit on a monopoly basis one provider in one given area. I don't think it's unreasonable of them to say, hey, look, we're going to require you, Mr. Provider, to provide this channel for people to use. And and ultimately, it's one of the least offensive government programs because technically it is a voluntary tax in that, you know, you don't actually have to subscribe to the cable service. So
if the cable company was paying for it, then I'm not understanding how the mayor was able to strike it down if it was coming out of the cable company's budget.
No, it's a tax.
Station for turned on for like the last 40-45 years, a long decades and decades. And thanks to Mayor Barry, it got shut down. But it was only shut down for the last like 6 years. So I have hope that we could get it turned back on. I think something illegal has happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how legal it is. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you.
I also don't care how illegal it is.
Yeah. Well, so you're against public access?
If the cable company has one, making the cable company have one is fundamentally different to me than the city paying for one.
So the way it gets paid for, in at least the way it is around here, I presume it's similar in other places, is it's an item on the bill from the cable company. So it's basically a tax on the cable bill to subsidize this particular operation.
But then the city has control over the cable bill for...
The city doesn't have control over the cable bill or the rates, although in some cities they may restrict what the cable companies can charge. Who knows? But ultimately, the city decides, and the cable channel, in sort of tandem with the city, decides what the rate is. So is it 2%? Is it 1%? Is it 3% that the cable subscribers will pay? Only the cable television subscribers pay. The, like, cable modem people don't. We can talk more about it another night, but we're done for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.